Good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God, to praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, all of my life, the Lord, you have been faithful. And this is something I've been singing yesterday, and I can't sing, so don't think I was singing the right notes, the notes that the whining young lady sings. But the song says, all of my life, you have been faithful. Yesterday, I had a great opportunity to celebrate another birthday, and I'm so grateful to God. I was around friends and family. We ended the day with my family cooking dinner for me, and we just had a very good time, the five of us, the two dogs and Ashley and myself. And I say that to you this morning because the Bible says, however many days you have, enjoy all of them. Life is not always sunny. Some days there's clouds, some days there's rain, but you must learn to enjoy all of them by the goodness and the faithfulness of God. All day long, I was singing one song, all of my life, Lord, you have been faithful. When I was young and didn't know what to do, very poor in the projects, the Lord was faithful. When I was a teenager, going through adolescence, going through different phases of my life, making crazy decisions, the Lord has been faithful. When I was in my 20s and trying to figure stuff out, trying to get careers moved, 30s, 40s, God has been faithful. Start pastoring, start preaching. God has been faithful. I take this moment with all of you this morning to stop and just take a moment and say to you, regardless of where life has landed you, the Lord has been faithful. We've not always had sunny days in our lives. Everything has not always been crystal clear in our lives. But the Lord God has been faithful. You made it to this moment. I was sharing with someone who was really stressed out because they were in a bad place in that moment. And they began to say things and become very disgruntled. And I said to the person, other people went through the exact same thing and things that you have gone through. And they did not survive. But you did, which speaks of the mercy and the grace of God over your life. You're special. The person looked at me and said, I did never thought of it that way. I want to land this in your life today. I want you to hear me clearly. God has been faithful to you. God has been faithful to you. He's been your strength. He's been your peace. He's been your will in the middle of a will. This morning, I want you to rise and begin to testify of the goodness and the faithfulness, the grace and the mercy of God over your life. You're blessed and you're highly favored. There is no need to fuss about you don't have this and the things that you lack in your life. I don't have everything I want. Trust me when I tell you, but everything I need, I got it. And I don't know it until I need it and it's there. We think we need $1 million. We think we need certain people in our lives. Listen to me. What you need, and I want you to hear this clearly, what you need, you have it. You need life. You need grace. You need mercy. You need strength. And God is saying, day by day, moment by moment, second by second, I am supplying your needs. This morning, I'm grateful to God at a high level because He has shown me His faithfulness. Somebody called me this week and said, Pastor, the last few weeks of preaching have been on fire. And I give God all the glory because I never know. I thought that sometimes I'm thinking I don't get a chance to get across what I'm really trying to say. But the people of God always reaffirms God's word. God is saying, we're not going to give Pastor Curry credit. We're going to give him glory. Because he's sending a word to us. Whether it's on Sundays and Wednesdays during this 5 a.m. time of prayer and meditation, or if it's on Sunday morning when we're preaching the unadulterated gospel of Jesus Christ. God is sending a word. Don't be quick to answer without getting and receiving what God has for your life. This world is wicked. This world is on fire. But God said, I'll give you peace if you just trust me. And that's why I'm on a high level of praise today, because God has been good. It's not just saying the cliche that we say often, the Lord is good all the time, and all the time the Lord is good. Now, while as a matter of fact, that's not even a cliche, that's a truth, that's a fact, that's a reality. But I want you to understand, you, sister, you, brother, are sitting in a place that millions and trillions of people desire to sit in. You in your right mind. You have what you need in this moment. Yes, there's some things on your prayer list that you want God to do. Yes, there's some things you want God to fix. Yes, you want some. There's some things you want God to drop in your life. Yes, there's some things that you just wish would have gone in a different direction. But listen to me. All things work together for the good of them who love God. The question is, do you love God? Because if you love God, you know he's too kind to be cruel to you, and he's too wise to make any mistakes. And nothing has caught him by surprise. So whatever is happening in your life in this moment, it is divinely orchestrated to bless you. It is divinely orchestrated to bless you. Do you hear me this morning, children of God? It is divine. You have what you have. You are where you are because God has orchestrated it before you were born into this world. He knew you would have to stop by that avenue. He knew that you have to have that experience, because the experience is never designed to break you, but it's designed to really define you. I said that in the sermon on Sunday, and I don't think some of the saints caught it. And I want to throw it back at you this morning. That thing did not come to defeat you, my brother. The thing that you're praying for, you asking God to remove Paul's thorn in his flesh. He kept saying, remove it, remove it, remove it, Lord, remove it. And the Lord kept coming back. And he says to him, my grace is sufficient. And I say to you, God may not remove the thing that's bothering you, that's plaguing you. Because the thing that's bothering you and plaguing you, it didn't come to destroy you. It looks like it's going to destroy you. But that's just how it looks. It really came to define you. Well, what does that mean, Pastor? That means God is saying to you clearly, that thing is going to squeeze you to a place where you will know who you are. Are you really a Christian or are you a church member? Because Christians depend and rely on the Lord. Church people depend and rely on church people and pastor and things of this world. I beg you to change your focus and see the salvation of God. He's here. He's strengthening you. He's protecting you. He's giving you everything that you need. This morning I woke up saying all of my life, Lord, you've been faithful. Yesterday I woke up singing all of my life, Lord, you've been faithful. And if you don't have that song in your record library or your on your thing, you need to get it. Because as she sings it, the whining young lady, as she sings it, she talks through it. And I sat back yesterday as we were eating dinner, and my wife put it on replay because she knows that's the song I love now. And it kept playing, and all of a sudden I saw my hands while I was eating the candy yams raising up, telling the Lord, thank you. Because all of my life, you have to look back over your life and see how things could have gone, but it didn't go that way. And God kept you. Others perished. Others died doing it or being a part of it, but you made it. All of my life, the Lord has been. And listen, I'm not by myself. I'm not here to boast and brag for myself. I'm here to help you elevate your praise. I'm here to help you elevate your worship. I'm here to remind you all of your life, God has been faithful. He was faithful when you were not faithful. When you were messing up, he was faithful. He called your name. He held your hand. When you wanted to get out of his safety, he still kept his eye on you and wouldn't let you get into a place of destruction and doom. All of our lives, Lord, this morning we thank you because you've been faithful. And as I asked the Lord to give us something for today, he gave me a simple word out of the prayer and conversation of David. In the book of Psalms, the 16th chapter, that's the text of today. The book of Psalms, the 16th chapter and the 8th verse. There's a word I want to leave in your spirit that David dropped for us. Psalms 16 and the 8th verse. Listen to what it says. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. Can I read that part again? I keep my eyes always on the Lord. Watch this. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand. Now, for those of you who may not have gone to Bible study, the right hand represents the place of strength, the place of power. It says to us, if we were to really interpret this text, David is saying, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my place of strength, I will not be shaken. I keep my eyes always, always mean always. Always mean when I'm happy, when I'm in church, as well as when I'm going through a crushing moment. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my place of strength, I will not be shaken. My brothers and sisters, I'm going to give you a simple word today. And I want you to walk away, and I want you to have it, and I want you to marinate in it, and I want you to live it out. Here's your word today. Keep your eyes on the Lord. I know what something that happened. I know things are just troubling you, and I know that you want to solve it, you want to fix it, you want to turn it around. But listen to me. Here's a simple word today. It's a very simple word. It's nothing deep. It's nothing sophisticated. I didn't try to bring up some articulate theological phraseology. I'm going to keep it simple. Keep your eyes on the Lord. That is your answer from the Lord for what you have been praying for. He says, "Keep your eyes on me." When I told you Paul prayed, Paul was a great servant of God. He felt if he could pray, God would fix the circumstance that it was going on in his flesh. And Paul never got it right until after he came to a conclusion that God knows what he's doing. Paul says, remove this flesh, this thorn from my flesh. Remove it, Lord. Remove it, Lord. Remove it, Lord. Three times he went back. And the Lord's response never changed. My grace is sufficient. Wherever you are, I want you to keep your eyes on the Lord. His grace is sufficient. Keep your eyes on the Lord. His grace is sufficient. You can't die. Keep your eyes on the Lord. His grace is sufficient. You can't sink. You can't go under. You won't fail. Keep your eyes on the Lord. If he's leading and guiding you, you will lead and be led and guided into all truth. Keep your eyes on the Lord, saint. I'm giving you this because I had such a magnificent day yesterday. And in my magnificent day, I was able to reflect. That was a part of the sermon on Sunday too. I told the saints to begin to reflect as we were going through the text. You got to reflect on where God has brought you from so you can see his goodness and his mercy constantly lingering in your life. Today, keep your eyes on the Lord. God never promised that we wouldn't have tough and trying times. But he did promise that he would never leave us nor forsake us. You're not in it alone. Do you hear me, my sister? You are not in it alone. He has not brought you this far to leave you now. And her name is Vicky Wines. I couldn't think of her first name when I was telling you about the song I was singing. All of my life, you have been faithful. Her name is Vicky Wines. Get that CD and just play it today. Play it, and you'll see why I was in threes all day yesterday and probably today too, because I'm not letting it leave my spirit. But God never promised us that we would not have problems. But what he promised, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to hold your hand. And when it gets too tough, I'm going to carry you. But you got to hold on to me. Tougher days are ahead of us. I bring this word to you because you may think everything is fine right now and you're managing. But tougher days are coming. But we will be fine as long as we keep our eyes on the Lord. Don't allow what your eyes can see, your natural eyes, to avert you from being who God has called you to be. God says, I want you to keep your eyes on me. Listen to me very carefully. Peter was able to walk on water as long as he kept his eyes on the Lord. Don't you ever forget that whole scenario. Peter was able to, he said, if it be you, Lord, bid me to come. And the Lord bid him to come. Peter didn't think about it. He just got out of the boat and started walking. And it was when Peter started looking around himself and started seeing all the water and the things that can drown him that he starts sinking. But listen to me. If you just keep your eyes on the Lord, nothing that comes to you will harm you. You will be able to walk through troops, and you'll be able to leap over walls. You'll be able to do things you never thought you can do. I'm in the midst now of watching God do bigger things. Bigger things. I thought that in 2025, December, I would be able to walk and say, I'm now retired. I'll be able to teach a class at this university and just write and just enjoy life and do no more. I thought that was my plan. That was my plans. But God says, I know the plans I have for you. And my plans is not the plans you have. You can do all the preparation you want to do for preparing for your plans. But at the end of the day, the Lord's plans is what's going to be revealed. And I say to you, my sister, I say to you, my brother, you're stressed out because things are not working out the way you want it to work out. But God is saying, do not depend upon yourself. Do not depend upon yourself to get things done. Trust me and keep your eyes on me. Don't keep your eyes on your money. Because listen, that little bit of money you have, I don't care how much it is. If you die today, somebody's going to have it and they're going to spend it and forget you ever lived. You have to keep your eyes on the Lord. Enjoy your life while you are here. And the only way you can really enjoy your life is that you keep your eyes on the Lord, because life is filled with swift transitions. None on earth removes this guilt and stain. See, you got to build your hope on things eternal and hold to God's unchanging hand. That's an old hymn of the church, and I love that hymn. Because when you hold to God's unchanging hand, things doesn't appear to be as big as they look when you're looking at it through the natural lenses of your life. This morning, I beg you, hear the word of the Lord. When Peter decided, I'm not going to look at the Lord no more, he starts thinking. It wasn't until the Lord said, hey, man, keep your eyes on me and come on, that he was able to be spared. Israel was able to walk through wet places on dry land, but they weren't able to do it unless they kept their eyes on the Lord, the promise that the Lord had given to them. My brothers and sisters, God is the source and the strength of this world. I want you to hear me. Nothing catches him by surprise. This is why we must keep our eyes on him. He already is well aware of everything. There is no plot. There is no scheme. There is no sickness that the Lord is not aware of. The Lord cannot solve. The Lord cannot heal. So since he can, keep your eyes on him and let him do God's business and you do your business. Your business is to watch him, to keep your eyes on him. Let him handle the sickness. Let him handle the things, the plague, the things that's happening around you. Let him handle it. That ocean that Peter walked on was big and monstrous, but Peter never cared until he took his eyes off the Lord. If you keep your eyes on the Lord, he'll take care of you. So in this morning, this moment, brother, in this moment that you're in, I want you to commit to yourself. I'm going to keep my eyes on the Lord. Yes, you heard it at the 5 a.m. But the Lord is saying, I want you to not just hear it. I want you to do it. I want you to keep your eyes on the Lord. The shiny objects will attempt to distract you or even obstruct your vision and view. But stay focused and keep your eyes on the Lord. Keep your eyes on the Lord. It may get a little rough in your life, but hang in there. Because as long as you look into the hills from which come your help, and you know that all of your help come from the Lord, nothing can defeat you. Nothing can take you under. I'm a living witness. Listen, I'm a living witness. Well, you're the pastor. Well, I wasn't always the pastor. I'm a living witness. Even when I was wrong, God still made some stuff right because he was protecting and preserving my life for such a time as today when I'm speaking to you right now. God has you attached to other people. That was a part of the sermon on Sunday too. Your anointing is attached to others. You have to survive. You have to win. You have to have victory because somebody else is watching you. And because somebody else is watching you, you have to be able to stand firm in who he is so that you will be able to survive and they can see the goodness and the faithfulness and the kindness of the God that you serve. Everything you're going through is seasonal, and seasonal things only last for a season. I continue to tell you that. You're going through this just for a season. But that season will soon be over. Keep your eyes on the Lord, and he promised that you'll come out of whatever you're going through stronger, better, and more wiser. Listen, defeat or victory is in your hands. I'm going to make sure you understand this. Defeat or victory is in your hands. What will you choose? What will you choose? Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. What will you choose? Will you choose victory? Or will you choose defeat? What your natural eyes can see, if you keep looking at it, you're going to have defeat in your life. But if you choose victory, then you're going to keep your eyes on the Lord, and you're going to watch God heal you. You're going to watch God deliver. You're going to watch God set free. You're going to watch God pay those bills that you are stressing over. You're going to watch it. I shared with some of the saints, I think it was one of the persons who was our chairman, how we burnt our mortgage, and I thought we'll be able to be living on easy street. But thing after thing is happening on our campus. This broke, this fell apart, this happened, and this cost this amount of money. And the Lord said to me, stop complaining because I'm supplying every need you have. And I say to you, we all have issues. We all have things that fall apart in our lives. But I want you to keep your eyes on the Lord. He's doing something. He's working something. He's causing something to grow better in your life. Remember, the trial didn't come to defeat you. It came to define you. Who are you? Are you a child of God or are you a church member? Oh, that's good. The next time you talk to one of your Christian friends, ask the question, who are you? Are you a church member or are you a child of God? Are you a Christian or are you a church member? Because church members do churchy things and they depend upon churchy stuff. But Christians depend on God. Christians look to the hills from which come their help. Christians keep their eyes focused on the Lord and not what other people are doing and saying. This morning, I rise as a witness that all of our lives, God has been faithful. This morning, I rise that if you keep your eyes on the Lord, he'll take care of you. I rise to testify that if you keep your eyes on the Lord, he'll take care of your business. If you keep your eyes on the Lord, he'll be your God. The question this morning is very simple, and I'm getting ready to pray. The question is, why should we keep our eyes on the Lord? Three simple things. I kept it simple today. First, because God is our sustainer. I don't want you to ever forget it. He keeps you through whatever you're going through. That's why I was able to lift my hand and worship God all day yesterday, because I know what I've been through. I know what I've experienced. I know what hurt feels like. I know what pain feels like. I know what alienation feels like. I know what rejection feels like. I know what it feels like to want something and can't get it but can see it. But all of my life, he sustained me. And I want to tell you, sister, wherever you are, brother, whatever is going on, he is a sustainer. But not only is he a sustainer, and why we must keep our eyes on him, but also because he's a savior. When you were yet in sin, he died for you. He saved, and he don't only save your soul, but he saves you. He saves me from stuff, shame and doom and gloom and things that we should die under. He saves us from the snare of the enemy. Brother, sister, do you hear the pastor this morning? You must keep your eyes on the Lord because he is your sustainer and he's your savior. And lastly, and this is the one that I want to land on, he's asking us, he's urging us, and I'm asking and urging you to keep your eyes on the Lord because he is our source. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much lack you have in your life. It doesn't matter. The source is the Lord Jesus Christ. Every resource is subjected to God. And God can move things around the way he wants to. He'll get you what you need. He'll supply every need in your life. He is our source. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Taking your eyes off the Lord doesn't cause your bills to be paid. Taking your eyes off the Lord doesn't cause people to like you. Taking your eyes off the Lord doesn't cause things to go right in your life. Taking your eyes off the Lord doesn't give you strength. Taking your eyes off the Lord doesn't give you power. Taking your eyes off the Lord doesn't give you wisdom. But I'll tell you what it does. It will cause you defeat every time. But when you keep your eyes on the Lord, you shall have everything you need. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be the lender and not the borrower. You shall be up and not down. That's your word today. I want you to keep your eyes on the Lord. He is the sustainer of your life. He is the savior of your life. He is the source of your life. And because we know it, we can lift our heads and be lifted up and know that God is the God of the source and the resource. This morning, I beg you to trust God. I beg you this morning to keep your eyes on him. David testified for us, and he said, I will always keep my eyes on the Lord because he's at my right hand. He's at my right hand. He's at my place of strength. If I keep my eyes on him at the place of strength, whenever I feel myself weak, I can rely on it. It will be there. This morning, the word of God to you is simple. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Let's pray. Oh, God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. We thank you, God, for grace and for peace. We thank you, God, for making a way out of no way, for healing us, for delivering us, and setting us free. Thank you, God, for all that you have done, is doing, and will do in our lives. We are grateful today that you did not let us to reject us, that you did not cause us to fall, but God, you lifted us up and you gave us another chance. And Father, for that, we give you praise, we give you honor, and God, we give you glory. This morning, God, we lift up Sister Karen Samuels. We pray, God, that you'll continue to bless her, continue to strengthen her, continue to turn her, that you will bring her back to 100% of her health. We know, God, that you were able to do it, and God, we see and we sense that you are doing it, and we give you glory. We ask, God, that you will continue to bless Sister Earlene Simpson. Father, bless her, strengthen her, protect her, keep her, God. Father, we heard what the doctor said, but we know you, and we know that you're God, that if you don't remove it, you will remind us that your grace is sufficient, and that all the days that we have in this world, we are to enjoy them, because with the peace of God, we can get through anything. So Father, we pray for her, and we pray for a miracle, God. We heard what the doctor said, but that is not the end of the story, God. Give her life, and give her life more abundantly. We pray for Brother Robert Coleman, God. We ask for the comfortability, God, that you will continue to keep him comfortable. We ask, God, that you will continue to strengthen him. And Father, whatever your will is, we're going to accept it, and we're going to give you glory, we're going to give you honor, and we're going to give you praise. We pray for Brother Clinton Joby Brown. I pray, God, your strength. I pray, God, your peace. I pray, God, your wisdom upon him. Father, strengthen him in this moment. Father, thank you for another chance. Thank you for another chance, God. You've given it, and God, we give you glory, and we We give you honor. We pray for Brother Kenny and Hunt. God, continue to strengthen him, continue to lift him, and thank you, God, for continue to bless him. We ask that you will continue to strengthen Sister Wanda Jones, God, and continue to hold her close to you. Thank you for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. They are the beacons of your heart. And God, I thank you for how you keep loving up on them and keep making them illustrations of your grace and your mercy. Father, somebody brought a prayer list to the call today. And Father, I don't know the names, I don't know the circumstances, but God, I know you, and you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly. So Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will meet them at the point. Let your will be done. Save, deliver, set free in the name of Jesus. And God, for those who are listening to me today, they heard the word of God today. The word of God told us to keep our eyes on you. So Father, help us to stay focused. Help us not to be distracted by the things of this world, by the problems and the proclivities of this world. But Father, let us stay focused, looking at you, looking to the hills from which come our help, knowing that our help comes from you. We thank you, God, and we praise you, and we magnify you. And now, God, we release the people into your hands. Father, have your way in their lives. Strengthen them in this moment. Whatever comes up against them, God, let it not be defeating of them as long as they keep their eyes on you. Strengthen them, God, and protect them. And Father, when it's all said and done, your will be done. This is our prayer today in Jesus' name.
God loves us each and every day.
Have a blessed day.
He takes us through all these trials and tribulations every day.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, God loves us all the way.